This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
At 8:14, we're working through some technical issues with the telephone as we try to connect with CBS Pentagon correspondent Eleanor Watson to talk about the United States going into Venezuela and relieving Nicolas Maduro of his duties. 63 years old, he's the president. The vice president remains. She is, I guess, in control of the country. I don't know who's in control of the country right now. Her name is Delcy Rodriguez. Maduro's wife, Celia Flores, was also arrested and charged with conspiracy to traffic cocaine. The opposition leader is Maria Corina Machado, and they say that the election was stolen. At least that's what the Trump administration is alleging, that the election was stolen. However, the Trump administration doesn't want to work with Machado either. He says that even though she got the Nobel Peace Prize last year, Trump said she doesn't have the support within or the respect within the country. So you can text me at 504-260-1870 and let me know what you think about this, because I'm still trying to wrap my head around it, whether it's about democracy, is it about oil, is it about drugs? I know last week before this happened with Maduro, we had discussed, if we're blowing up boats that are trafficking drugs from Venezuela, why aren't we blowing up boats that are trafficking drugs from other countries? And according to the DEA, there are a lot of different countries that are trafficking drugs to the United States. So you would wonder, like, what about Colombia or Jamaica, Puerto Rico? They got a lot of countries that transport cocaine in these small boats, but we don't blow those up. So again, is it about oil? Is it about democracy? And what's legal, I said this earlier, is not always right. What's right is not always legal. Now, you get the politics of this. A lot of people are going to think no matter what President Trump does is wrong, or no matter what President Trump does is right. I do know that you can't just do stuff. There has to be some kind of legal precedent for this. There has to be some kind of yes or no. We have the guest or we don't. No. There has to be some legal precedent for this, and you have to have the right to do this. The United States hadn't done anything like this since, and this is what it reminded me of, 37 years ago when they went to get Noriega over allegations that he was leading a drug-running operation in Panama. Now, I don't remember if he surrendered or if he, because I thought we were going to have the reporter on to talk about this. I remember we were blaring music at his residence, and I think he came out and surrendered. I don't think we went in militarily and got him. That could be wrong. I might have to look it up to see. So it also brings to question the Monroe Doctrine, and that has to do with the United States claiming to call the shots in Central America. And Trump said that maybe they could have a new thing called the Donroe Doctrine, named after himself. And of course, the president is not one to usually blow his own horn or anything like that. I say that sarcastically. But anyway, how do you feel about this at 504-260-1870? I know they say the election was stolen, but President Trump said that Marco Rubio and Pete Hegseth and those on the stage, okay, we now have our guest, Eleanor Watson, CBS Pentagon correspondent. Is that right?
Reporter, but I'll take the promotion.
All right, that's good. Thank you for taking the time with us. So I was trying to vamp while we were waiting to connect you with our technical problems that we had here and explain what happened. We went in with a military raid and found his safe house and got him a la Osama bin Laden, except we didn't kill him, right? Pretty much accurate?
That's pretty much accurate. And what I will say is that this was months in the making, similar to bin Laden, but months in the making. And what the administration has called this is more of a law enforcement operation, although we saw heavily supported by the military. About 150 aircraft sent Delta Force commandos in, dropped them off. They went into Maduro's bedroom. Before Maduro could get to the steel door into his safe house, they captured him, extracted him, came out, put him on a Navy warship. He's now in New York facing charges. As far as we know, no American troops on the ground now. Very tactical, successful mission. Only a few Americans wounded, but no Americans killed.
So who is running Venezuela now?
That's the big question. President Trump made a lot of news, a lot of head scratches when he said that we, the United States, are now running the country. The administration has walked that back a little bit to say the Maduro regime leaders, the vice president, Maduro's vice president, is now in charge, Delcy Rodriguez. But if she does not comply with the U.S. coercion to get Venezuela on a track that the United States would like to see, they will find ways to make sure that they do have someone in power who will align with U.S. interests.
So you can't just do stuff. I mean, you can, right? But usually there has to be some kind of legal precedent behind it. Under what law, under what world, I don't know what word I'm thinking of here, Eleanor, under what rule of law or under what justification does the president of the United States, whomever it is, have to go into a foreign country and, you could say, kidnap the president of that country, or you could say relieve him of his duties. You could phrase it however you wanted. But what does the law say about that? Is there?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
International law about this?
By all indications, this is against international law. International law, United Nations resolutions that the U.S. has agreed to say you cannot invade a sovereign territory with the military. The administration is trying to make this a little bit more of a blurred line by saying this at its heart was a law enforcement operation. Maduro has been indicted for drug trafficking charges, which is why he was arrested using Department of Justice assets supported by the military. But if you look at what happened overnight, Friday into Saturday, it looked a lot like a military operation. And so it is murky as to whether or not this is international law, but this violates international law. But there is precedent back in 1989. The George H.W. Bush administration similarly captured the leader of Panama, Noriega, and brought him to the U.S.
Yeah,
I was trying to remember that.
Did he surrender himself after we blasted music in, or did we have to physically remove him?
He surrendered, but the issue at the time, and the United Nations found that the H.W. Bush administration violated international law by going in there and taking him out. But the U.S. obviously vetoed U.N. action on that, and so the H.W. Bush administration essentially got away with it, setting precedent today. For this one was more audacious, more military power over a one-night period, but there are some murky lines when it comes to international law on capturing, kidnapping a leader.
I know your time is limited. Hopefully we get to talk to you again. Eleanor Watson, CBS Pentagon reporter. Sorry about the technical problems, but we'll try to get it worked out for next time when we talk to you. Thank you, 823. Traffic now, WWL.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.